Good morning. This is Apostle. Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin, the Marketplace Apostle, coming to you live from Waves of Glory in the Blog Talk Radio studios online. I do apologize this morning. I am a few moments late. Just walking around thinking about the word that we're going to be talking about today. I don't know about you, but I'm having an exciting time learning and relearning the things that God has been speaking concerning women in ministry. And so our series today is still continuing with the Day of the Woman. We're coming out of our book, Behold, I Show You a Mystery. And the part that we're going to be studying today is, can a wife pastor her husband? Because this is a controversial question that comes up when a woman is called to the ministry to pastor. Somehow the man's ego gets bruised and those round about him begin to shake and to tremble and to go into some kind of conniption because God called the wife to pastor. And so it's a subject that we want to tackle today according to the word of the Lord and make sure that we understand what is truly going on. Amen. Because God is not the author of confusion and neither is he the author of division. And so we want to come into complete alignment with the word of God while we are going according to the word of God and not according to the recommendations of man. Chapter, can a wife pastor a husband? We've tried to answer this question to the satisfaction of the carnal mind, and we have failed miserably. Remember that the carnal mind is at enmity with God, and it cannot receive the things of God. It's hostile against God. The carnal mind will never be able to understand the spiritual things. The scripture lets us know, that's Romans 8:7, that the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. Your carnal mind is not subject to the law of God. So when you begin to try to rationalize and understand the law of God or the law of the Spirit of God, the spiritual law of God, the essence of who he is and how he operates, if you try to understand that with your carnal mind, there's going to be war on the inside of you. Paul says to us, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And any time we operate according to our carnal mind, we begin to foster death in the body of Christ. God spoke to us in Jeremiah 3:15, letting us know that he would give us pastors after his own heart. At that time, we know customs and culture would not receive a woman as a pastor, but the term pastor was in the Old Testament. So let's just recognize that point as well. It's not just one of the five gifts of the fivefold ministry. It's been around much longer than the church. That's Jeremiah 3:15, the term pastor. Amen. These are just a little tidbits that we're going to be picking up as we go along. Hallelujah. Back to the book, Behold, I Show You a Mystery. And this book is a revelation that God gave me some years ago, and so I'm just simply sharing with you the revelation that he has given me. You can do whatever you want with it when I'm done giving it to you. Amen. That'll be between you and God. But here we go. The misconception of a wife pastoring usually centers around usurping authority over her husband. Usurping authority over her husband. And we know the scripture tells us plainly that the wife is not to usurp authority over her husband. First of all, though, usurp means to seize, to take over, to assume, to grab that which may not necessarily be yours. That's what usurp means. The pastorate is not taken, as in a military coup, it is delivered to the recipient by the expressed will of God. I said it is delivered to the recipient by the expressed will of God. Secondly, the husband is indeed the head of the wife. But in the same passage of scripture, we discover once again that Christ is the head of the church. So it stands to reason, for lack of a better term, that Christ is the head of the local church as well as the universal church, and not the wife, neither is the husband, if he were called to pastor, neither would he be the head of the church, but Christ, rather, according to the scripture. Amen. I hope you are following with me this morning. To the man of God who just cannot quite wrap his head around the concept of how a wife can pastor when the husband is the head of the wife, let us first go back to the Garden of Eden. I love going back to the Garden of Eden because everything starts right there as far as man is concerned. That's not where God begins, but that's where we begin. In the Garden of Eden, here we are. The divine plan of God from the garden was for man and woman to rule equally and to exercise dominion over the earth equally. She was created by God as a helper that was fit for him. When that word help, that is meet, the word meet in the King James Version means a helper fit for him. So don't get hung up on the word help meet. That's two separate words. That's not one word. All right? But it simply means that she was fit or compatible to him. When God presented her to Adam, she was very and every bit his equal. Adam himself declared in verse 23, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." My question is, how can that which was taken out of man be anything but man? How is it possible now that she's something different? The woman didn't become something apart from the man, but rather an extension of who he was. And when created, she was created with purpose. God declared, "It's not good for the man to be alone." So with purpose, he created her to help him do the thing that God had called him to do, and he created her an equal so that she would be compatible to him, fit for him, not fit to be his servant. So when we recognize that the scriptures tells us not to be unequally yoked, that means we have to be equal in order to be yoked together. I believe that what I'm trying to stress this morning is if we will shift our carnal mind from thinking that a woman is less than a man. When Jesus restored us from the curse, he restored us to our original state of being. That's male and female created he them. He created them as one, and then he separated them. But through marriage, he reconnects them, and the two shall become what? One flesh. I hope you're hearing me this morning. Back to the question of a wife pastoring. Let's use a small parable as Jesus often did. Think here mechanically, because mechanics is traditionally, and I do say not traditionally, a place where women are found. But I had one sister who was an excellent mechanic and often led her husband in the direction of what goes on under the hood of a car. You follow me? That did not constitute usurping authority or changing who he was as her husband. Does the wife now usurp authority over the husband because she's anointed to help? No. Does he become less than her husband because she's led him in the fulfillment of his destiny? No. It really sounds ridiculous when you say it out loud. Once God enters the equation, all bets are off. Remembering once again, if you try to understand this with the carnal mind and rationalize and reason God calling a woman to pastor when she's married, then you are going to be found to be in hostility against God and fighting against God, and that's a place you don't want to be. Case in point, husbands submit to the leadership of their wives every time they say, "Honey, what do you think I should do about this? What do you think?" When he asks for her input, once she gives her input, that is indeed a type of pastoring. When you look at the term pastor, pastor means shepherd, one who feeds, one who nourishes, one who sustains and gives life. Doesn't that sound like a woman to you? When you think about a nursemaid, in another dictionary translation, it actually says that that word, that term in the original means like a nurse. So it would stand to reason that the pastor would be more like a woman's role than a man's role. So if that one is feeding and nourishing, sustaining and giving life, sounds like a woman to me. So there should be no controversy over it. Again, though, we were stuck in a place where God used to be when custom and culture said that this is the role of the man and this is the role of the woman. However, when Jesus came, when the Holy Spirit came and filled the people in the upper room where there were women sitting and being filled, there was a dimensional shift from where we were in culture and custom back to the garden status of equality. So wives do this on a regular basis. They give their husband counsel, and no one's nose gets bent out of shape. Now, ultimately, whether the husband receives her instruction or not is really up to him, and it is his prerogative as the head of the house to decide. The final decision is with the husband. So don't get it twisted. I'm not saying that the woman is to rule over her husband in the home, but we're talking about the term pastor, and pastor refers to the work of the church. These are two separate entities. The wife who is called to pastor pastors the church. She does not pastor the home. Glory be to God. When a wife goes off to work, this is another parable type explanation, and she's the chief executive officer in a firm where her husband works, does that prevent him from being the head of his household? Does that make him her head and authority over him? Absolutely not. The workplace is a different place than the home. So at the risk of being redundant, it is utter nonsense to think that if a wife is a pastor of a church, that she also becomes the spiritual leader of the home. That is untrue. If she's the leader of the church, if she's called to pastor, that does not give her authority over the husband in the home. If she feels that this makes her the priest of the home, that wife is in error. She may have to assist her husband if he's out of the will of God, but that does not change his position inside the home. If we can grasp the concept that a church and a home are two separate entities, we will be cured of our religious mindsets that only gender strife in the church and strife in the home. Now, I ask you, is that what God wants, and am I helping anybody? The wife is not calling herself. God is calling her. He's anointing her. He's appointing her. He's assigning her because of her particular gifts and talents and a particular anointing on her life. So I pray that families will come together and not be caught up in trying to elevate a man in the church who is not anointed to be elevated, because we want to keep the roles in sync. In the kingdom of God, there is neither male nor female. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither circumcision or uncircumcision. Let's get our carnal mind out of the equation and allow the Spirit of God to lead us. This has been Apostle E.J. Melvin. I'm your Marketplace Apostle, and I'm praying for the daughters of the King to arise. But this is the Day of the Woman, and we're going to be coming back to you tomorrow with a word on the power of submission. God bless you. We love you, and have a great week. Amen.